This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Students protesting the war in Gaza chanted as police and riot gear moved in on the campus at the University of Virginia on Saturday. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been camping on school grounds for days, calling for the university to divest from Israel. Police removed and arrested more than 24 people from the campus lawn. In New York City, officials say that almost half of the people arrested at pro-Palestinian demonstrations at two campuses last week are not affiliated with either school. NPR's Emma Bowman reports that news follows repeated claims by the city's mayor that outside agitators escalated the protests that led to the arrests.
The arrest breakdown follows mounting pressure for New York Mayor Eric Adams to reveal how many of those arrested at Columbia University and City College of New York were students. Protests at Columbia hit a turning point on Tuesday after demonstrators took over Hamilton Hall. School officials said outsiders unaffiliated with the school were leading the occupation of the building, and the school called in the NYPD. Many demonstrators later moved to protest at nearby City College. The city said Thursday that 134 of the 282 people arrested at both schools were not students or faculty there. Students have criticized the heavy use of force by police who showed up in riot gear. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
The Houston area remains under a flood watch this weekend, with more rain expected through this afternoon. Some neighborhoods have been completely submerged, with many residents being forced from their homes. Jack Williams from Houston Public Media reports officials are cautiously optimistic that the region may have seen the worst.
Most of Houston is okay, but areas to the northeast of the city have been hit hard by heavy rain over the past few days. The San Jacinto River continues to rise near some populated areas, but in other areas the water has receded. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says more heavy rain is expected.
If we get 1 to 3 inches, we'd be fine. If we get 4, 5, 6, might be okay. But if the weather pattern slows down, it keeps forming over and over again, kind of like what has been happening, then we'll be in trouble.
Hidalgo says as of Saturday afternoon, nearly 200 people have been rescued from high water in Harris County. But so far, there have been no deaths or major injuries reported. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Egyptian state media reports there have been noticeable progress in talks toward a ceasefire in Gaza. International negotiators resumed talks in Cairo this weekend, with a delegation of Hamas officials joining the discussions. So far, Israel has not sent a delegation. This is NPR. A portion of Interstate 95 in Connecticut remains closed this weekend after a gasoline tanker truck crashed and caught fire last week. The blaze destroyed an overpass. Crews are likely to have the bridge completely removed by sometime today. The governor of Connecticut says I-95 is expected to reopen on Monday. The travel corridor is a major link between New England and New York. The pioneering minimalist artist Frank Stella has died at his home in Manhattan of lymphoma. NPR's Chloe Beltman reports he was 87 years old.
In the early 1960s, Frank Stella's black paintings were a radical proposal in the art world. Paintings before them were meant to be representative. Think realism in the 19th century. But Stella told WHYY's Fresh Air in the year 2000 that his paintings were meant to be just paintings.
Well, it was about being able to make an abstract painting that really wasn't based on anything but the gesture of making itself.
This straightforward philosophy of art informed the minimalist movement of the 1960s. Stella was not interested in emotions and representations. Instead, he famously stated, "What you see is what you see." Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
A zebra named Sugar that's been roaming around the foothills in western Washington state for days was captured last night. She escaped with three other zebras from a trailer near Seattle. Animal control officers say Sugar appears to be in good condition. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from SAP Concur, a leading brand for integrated travel expense and invoice management solutions. With SAP Concur Solutions, you'll be ready to take on whatever the market throws at you next. Learn more at concur.com.